Scott Powers from ESPN Chicago joins us once again. Scotty, how are you?
Good. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, Scott, I don't like to see the best players in the game. Kane, to me, is one of the most exciting players to watch on a night-in, night-out basis, so that's brutal to start with. But Chicago, like 6 to 10 weeks, give us more on what you know. Like, is obviously six is best-case scenario. What do you think's realistic scenario?
Yeah, I was told by a source this morning the Blackhawks obviously haven't announced anything, so nothing's official, but I was told 6 to 10 weeks, with it likely being on the higher end of that. So, they were going to get more tests today. Nothing's definitive if it is broken or if it was the collarbone or what exactly, but there's a lot of reports about that. So we'll obviously know tomorrow when the Blackhawks were off today, traveling to play the Panthers tomorrow. So we'll have more from Quinville. But, the report so far, at least what I've been told from a source, that it's not good, and they're sort of preparing for the worst of it, where he may be out maybe the rest of the regular season and possibly early in the playoffs.
Now, this is obviously a huge hole. As good as the Blackhawks are, as deep as they are, this is a special player. Deadline is approaching. What's your best guess? Do they go outside and try and get somebody that they can plug into the lineup and move somebody up? It's awful hard to get somebody to take his place.
Yeah, I still think offensively this team's in a pretty good spot. When you look at their top six with, the top line being Saad, Taves, and Hossa, and the last night the second line was Sharp, Richards, versus Teagan. They have a lot of guys who are capable of scoring, and Sharp's been a little bit snake-bitten. Hossa finally came around, but Taves and Saad and, Versteeg have all been pretty good. Deshaun Versteeg's been on a pretty good roll now. It's that depth scoring that they're still looking for. Maybe they just recall their top prospect, a kid named Cable Teravainen, who got about 15 games in January when Versteeg was injured, and he looked pretty good. And he's playing with a little bit more confidence, and he comes up and may help them in the top nine role. It's curious what the Blackhawks are going to do. Obviously, they just put Kane on the long-term IR, so they have that cap space. And if they decide to hold the Kane out for the rest of the regular season, they have all that cap room to work with, and maybe they do go out and buy a rental player. I still don't know if they're going to address the forward need, or it's still more defensive. And you look at this team throughout the season, the inconsistencies have mostly been with the defense. They traded Nicoletti to start the year because of a cap issue, and guys like Johnny Adui have been a little bit more inconsistent than usual. Michael Roosevelt had some problems, and then Trevor Van Riemsdyk, who looked pretty good in the early in the season, got injured, and he's been out since November. He's close to returning, but they kind of rely on a rookie like that. I think it's putting a lot of faith into someone who doesn't have a lot of NHL experience. So I think the Blackhawks thing, I'm sure Stan Bowman's working the phones, and the one area they may still address with this Kane injury might be a defensive one.
That was going to be my question. And here in Edmonton with Jeff Petrie, the Aduya injury, I know he's kind of been, I don't know how healthy he is completely, Scott. Do you think they would look to add a defenseman, maybe more than a winger, even though Kane is out?
Yeah, I really do. I think that's, the overall issue this team has on the defensive one. I think Corey Crawford's been pretty consistent. He struggled a little bit as of late, but overall he's been pretty good. And the scoring, they're still among the top, scoring teams in the league. And the power play seems to have a little bit more consistency lately, and that's been better. And, I think Patrick Sharp's the guy that's going to come around. But when you do look at the defensive issue, Oduya's been a pretty – him and Nicholas Jarmelson have been a staple pair for them, along with Keith and Seabrook the last few seasons, and Oduya hasn't been that same player. And they've had the luxury of Michael Roosevelt being kind of a rotation player the last few seasons. Now they're asking him to play every day, and that hasn't exactly been smooth. And they've tried a lot of different players in that sixth defenseman spot, and now Kyle Kaminsky and David Rundblad are getting more of a look. And, with Oduya being injured for a few more weeks, they've the depth can test a little bit more. So, obviously one name you kind of heard was Sakura, and he's obviously off the market after today. So, I'm curious, if this Kane injury happens next week, the Blackhawks don't have the luxury to at least look to what's out there defensively. And they would probably have to trade something on the current roster. Now, they do have some cap space room, so it'll be interesting to see if Bowman does pull a trigger before Monday.
Now, Scott, you mentioned Sakura. He has gone to L.A. Is there interest or at least awareness with Chicago about Jeff Petrie, right-handed defenseman? Would Stan be of the mind to make a move for a guy who could be a rental because he's a pending UFA?
Yeah, no, I think that's their desire, is they definitely want the guy that's a mid-rental player. You know, the Blackhawks are in a situation after the season where their cap situation gets even worse. You know, the Dane and Taves contracts, those extensions go into effect. And, you know, look, you look at what they have signed for next year. I think it's 15 players and $65 million already committed to them. So you have very little room to make any moves. And Brandon Saad's a restricted free agent after the season. And so those Marcus Kruger guys, they probably want to sign. And Saad's, you know, he's approaching a 20-goal season for the first time. I'm sure he's going to demand some more money. And so, yeah, you know, they're definitely looking at a situation where they want a guy for this run. But beyond that, they don't want to take on any more salary because of that cap situation. And they're going to have to turn more to their prospects in the future, too. So they have to sort of weigh, you know, what's it worth it to make a run now, but also not to give up too much because they do have to rely on their system more so in the future than they ever had because of the cap situation.
Scott Powers from ESPN Chicago joins us. Well, Scott, your source was bang on. The Hawks literally a minute ago just tweeted out that Patrick Kane undergoes successful surgery, fully anticipated recovery in approximately 12 weeks. So they're going even higher. Now, 10 is definitely closer to 12 than 6 is. So this looks like a season-ending injury for him.
Yeah, that's that would certainly put them deeper in the playoffs. So, yeah, that's big news. I just saw that right now on my email, too. So, yeah, huge news, and, yeah, it's breaking. So the Blackhawks in a spot where, you know, how much can they rely on Kane down the stretch here? And they certainly have to look at their offensive options if Kane's not going to be out there. So maybe that does change what they do at the deadline here. Maybe they go out and find someone to, you know, replace their offense. So, big news here, and it makes things a little bit more interesting.
The fact that Kane and Taves contracts kick in next year and everybody looks at, you know, there's talk of the salary cap not even going up very much at all next year. That's really going to limit their overall depth. Scott, quickly, what do you see them doing cap-wise in the summer to ensure that, you know, when those two kick into $21 million combined, what happens? Who do you think is going to be moving out?
Yeah, I think the one name you hear often is Brian Bickle. You know, he obviously had a huge playoff in 2013 and put up some big numbers, and then I gave him 4 years at $4 million per. So, you know, he hasn't lived up to that billing. When you look at the larger contracts, he's probably one that it could be expendable. You've heard Patrick Sharp's name, but I still think he has a lot to give, and they wouldn't mind probably have him retire as a Blackhawk and have him close out his career. But I think Bickle's the one guy. You know, I think defensively, Brent Seabrook's going to remain. They need as much experience there as possible. But I think Bickle, and you know, even you look at some of the role players like Shaw, Ben Smith, guys not making a whole lot of money, but maybe money they can get rid of and bring up guys from prospects and save a million here or there, and it kind of adds up to where they need to fill up the roster with guys that make less money.
Scott, appreciate your time, man. Have a great one.
No, appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Take care.